Well, good morning. Happy New Year to everybody. Good to see everybody here today and kicking off, can you believe, 2017. I was thinking about this. I'm like, 2017, when I was growing up, that seemed like, okay, we're going to have flying cars and all this other kind of stuff. And now here we are, and it's reality. We're so thankful for you being here today. And as I was reading through the scriptures this morning, I was reminded of what it is, how we're defined. And I thought back to 2016 and just my life, and I started reading a new book this year in the introduction. The gentleman who wrote the book, he said one of the things that he's encountered in his spiritual walk is that the world likes to define him by his circumstances. And he went on to talk about, you know, from the amount of money to success to all these different things. And he said, but the reality is I'm not defined by my success or my external circumstances, but I'm defined by who I am in Jesus Christ. And it took me to a sign that I had written to the boys a few years ago when they were playing football in Virginia. And we had a little, I guess you'd call it like a storage room off the main basement room down there where they would get changed for the football game. We used to call it the locker room. And I had put some, I always put verses up there for them. And one of the things that I had put on there was, don't allow what you do define who you are, but allow who you are define what you do and how you do it. In Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse number, or excuse me, chapter 9 and verse number 10, it says, to everything we find to do, everything your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 31, whether we eat or drink, whatever it is that we do, we're to do for the glory of God. And Colossians 3:23 says the same thing, not for the glory of man, but for the glory of the Lord. And so I just want to encourage you with that today, that don't let your circumstances dictate to you who you are, how people define you, but let who you are in Jesus Christ define who you are and what we do and how we do it. Let's open with a word of prayer just in the stillness and the private stillness and quietness of our own heart. I pray that you would just speak to the Lord here this morning, that he would have his perfect will and way with you. Almighty, infinite Father, we do praise you and thank you again for another day. And Lord, we say thank you for another year, but the reality is we don't know if we have another year. We have this day that you have granted to us, and we praise you and thank you for that. And God, we ask that we would be what you have called us to be, each and every one of us, in this day and in this moment. Lord, as we gather here in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that you and you alone would be exalted. I pray, Father, that your spirit and your presence would be strong in us and in this place. I pray that you would have complete control of all things here this morning. I pray for those who are away and who are traveling, pray that you would keep them safe. And Lord, may they be gathered together in your name this morning. Father, I pray that you would move in our hearts and our minds through the singing of the worship, and as well with your word and the reading and the teaching of it, that you would be exalted and glorified and magnified. Lord, we invite you again, your spirit and your presence to be here, for we are your people and this is your church. We thank you and praise you for being the God of our salvation, the one true living God, the God of Israel, the God of our salvation, who sent his son to be born in a manger for the purpose of being nailed to a cross. Lord, we need you. We ask again that you would come here this morning and have your will and your way with every heart and every mind, that we would be open to you. And Father, whatever it is that you would have for us this morning, I pray that you would have complete control in it. In the name of Jesus, we pray and ask all these things for your glory. Amen. We're going to ask you to go ahead and stand, if you would, as we will begin our services. worshiping the Lord in song here today. You're here to worship with us this morning as we worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you're with us for the first time, or maybe you're visiting for the first time in a while, we ask that you just take a connection card. You'll find it there in front of you in the pew. Just fill that out. We'd like it for a record of your attendance so that we can just follow up with you and just make contact with you, get to know you a little bit. But more importantly, whether you're a visitor, whether you're a regular attender, what we ask is if you have any prayer requests they would like for us to pray about, whether it be one that is immediate right now in this coming week or in the days that you're in, or maybe it's just something in the coming year that you would like for us to pray over, we ask that you go ahead and just jot that down. You can drop it in the offering plate in just a moment as the ushers come by. You don't have to put your name to it. God knows your name and the request of the heart. So we just ask that you take advantage of that and make sure that we would have the privilege of praying with that alongside of you. If you would, just go ahead and take your bulletin. Some of you got that. We just want to guide you through some of the announcements, the things that we have coming up. I do want to point out to you here very quickly, if those of you didn't get our newsletter, the Furches family, there's some copies that are still available back there on the back table. You can feel free to pick one of those up and tape it to your dartboard or whatever it is that you would like to do with that. But we'll have those back there for you after the service is here today. And then we just want to point out that today we go ahead and resume our normal schedule. So here today this morning, obviously at 9 o'clock is our worship. And then Sunday school resumes today. We continue with the adult Bible study as well as the teens of going through Not a Fan. Now, Trent and his family are away, so teenagers, you'll be down there with us. I get you for one day, right? You guys go ahead and come on in. We're going through that study together, so it's kind of a very neat thing there. Come on in. You can pick right up where we've been studying and what we're going through as we continue looking at what it truly entails to be a follower of Jesus Christ according to the Scriptures. Then January 4th, which is this coming Wednesday, just a reminder, no Awana or Word of Life clubs. That resumes a little over a week on the 11th, but we will resume adult Bible study this coming Wednesday. So we'll be in here Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. You can come on out for that. And then also, we're just asking for your help this coming. This is, you know, I heard in a movie one time that December 26th is the most depressing day of the year, you know, the day after Christmas. You know, and I always kind of feel like that. I'm like, I don't want Christmas to go. It's like, no, let's, I think I've shared this with Rebecca before. This is, when I was a kid, I would refill my Christmas stocking the day after Christmas, hang it up, and replay Christmas morning all over again. I'm not kidding. I know you're like, you are weird. That just confirms it right there. But we have to go ahead and take the things down. I guess the decorations and things being up come Easter time doesn't look good. So January 7th, that's this Saturday at 10 o'clock. If we could just have as many hands here, we'd appreciate that as we go ahead and take the decorations down and get everything squared away with that. And then on the back, the flip side of that of your bulletin, a week from today, January 8th, we're going to have a luncheon after the Sunday school hour downstairs. And what we're going to do is we're going to just have some time of fellowship, obviously, but also some time for testimony so you can share some of the things that you've heard or you were a part of or what you saw or what God did as far as pressing something on your heart in our walk through Bethlehem. And then also, we want this while it's fresh. Give us some of the critiques. Give us some of the things that we can do better, just some ideas that you may have. So that's next Sunday after Sunday school downstairs in the fellowship hall. We want to make sure everybody has an opportunity to share their heart as well as get prepared, do I dare say, for next year. So continue to pray that God waters the seeds that were planted in our community in the hearts of those who were able to come through and share that with us. Ushers, we're going to go ahead and have you come forward at this time. The rest of you, I'd ask that you stand to your feet as we read from God's Word. James chapter 2 and verse 26. Let's go ahead and read that aloud together here this morning. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. James 2, 26. Watson Young, would you lead us in a prayer for our offering here this morning?
Our Father and our God, we do thank you for this new year that we could begin it in the house of God. We thank you, Father, to be with our missionaries here in the U.S. and throughout the world, Lord, that you would make this a year of blessing for them, where you would encourage them and strengthen them and uplift them with thy word. And then, Lord, as we go through this year, we ask for your help daily, Lord, that you would be with us and guide us and direct us. We thank you that we can give forth that which you have given us back to you, Lord, to you for the ministry. And, Lord, we pray that you will multiply it, that many will come to hear and know that Lord Jesus Christ is Savior. We ask this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen.
There is a truth older than the ages. There is a promise of things yet to come. There is one born for our salvation. Jesus. There is a light. Speaks to the beside me. He roars like a lion. He bled as the lamb. He carries my healing in his hands. Jesus. There is a name I call in times of trouble. There is a song that comforts in the night. There is a voice that calms the storm that rages. He is Jesus, oh Jesus.
Thank you.